United States of America, known as Land of the Free, Home of the Brave, has come to symbolize freedom throughout the world. People from all nations and from all walks of life have called the United States home. The United States has welcomed them with open arms. Indeed, the famed Statue of Liberty is the embodiment of this dream. In New York's public education system alone, its student body represents 145 countries. The United States has a deep affinity with Supreme Master Ching Hai. With her boundless love and compassion, Supreme Master Ching Hai has provided humanitarian assistance to many parts of the United States. In 1993, she sent relief teams to provide financial and material assistance to the victims of the 6 Midwestern states that were severely affected by heavy rain and flooding. On December 27, 1997, at the benefit concert, A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms, Supreme Master Ching Hai generously contributed $100,000 each to the Vietnam Children's Fund and the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. The following year, at another benefit concert, One World of Peace Through Music, she once more contributed generously, with 2 charity organizations being the recipients of her love. St. Jude Children's Research Hospital received $150,000 and the Starlight Children's Foundation received a check for $100,000. Additionally, in the face of one of the worst human tragedies ever to occur on U.S. soil, on September 11, 2001, Supreme Master Ching Hai responded immediately, sending relief teams from around the country and all over the world to Ground Zero in New York City. Supreme Master Ching Hai's financial contributions amounted to over $300,000 to organizations aiding the victims. To this day, Supreme Master Ching Hai continues to extend her loving compassion to all parts of the U.S., from Virginia, Ohio, Kentucky and Alabama, to California, Florida, Texas, Hawaii, and other states. In commemoration of the U.S. Independence Day on July 4th, we now invite you to listen to excerpts of Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures entitled The United States of America, Land of Liberty, Home of the Brave.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
This era, still many people 跟释迦牟尼佛再次的时候一样，也是会玩有宇宙的，不是玩有世界而已。以前我们不能玩有世界，我们还不知道有美国、美洲存在。后来几百年，刚刚几百年而已，我们才知道有美洲存在。几百年以前而已，你们能不能想象啊？ 200-300年以前而已，我们根本不知道有美洲，不知道美国存在呢。现在美国是集中一个世界的那个很强的国家，影响整个地球。几百年以前，它根本不存在。几百年以前呢，我们又没有那么多像现在一样。 那个舒服的器具啊，像飞机啊，或是什么传真机啊、电话那些我们都没有，录音机啊、照相机什么都没有。美国现在集中一个强国，以前我们也不知道，几百年而已，美国自己立国，自己 整理自己的国家，自己教育自己的人民，然后自己变成世界第一第二的强国。你们能不能想象几百年而言，听起来很短的时间，不过美国人能够成就那么多，那我们可以想象几十年以后，几百年以后，我们的地球还会发生什么事情吗？所以梦并非是一个梦而已。Columbus 是那个找到美国那位英雄哈，他不是做梦的，他本来在里面呢，有看到那个美国了，美洲了，他自己有 vision， 有 vision， 已经有知道，不过他不能跟谁讲的，他已经看到他要去的地方，他要找到的地方。那当然我们也认为他是比较发疯了一点，那个小小的船啊，不够食粮啊，然后就这样子一次跑海，一次跑海，根本好像没有那种方向。事实上他已经在梦里面有看到了，不过那个时候如果他跟谁说他做梦看到，他知道一定会找到，那很多人不相信。事实上那个时候有很多人不相信他，他快找到美国的时候，食粮根本快没有了，把那种鞋子啊，那鞋子下面鞋底了，因为那个时候鞋底是用皮弄的嘛，所以他们没有东西吃啊，连那个皮也拿出来吃的。那个时候他们的那个跑海跟他跑海的人员呢，差一点把他杀死了，因为生气他，怪他带他们到食路的地方，他们不相信有美洲存在这样子。那个时候哥伦布斯他忍耐这种情况，不过他自己还有自信呢，因为他那么有自信，因为他那么有忍耐的精神，我们今天才能够有一个很强烈的国家叫美国。
This world don't belong to us. It does, but, you know, many people don't share. Yeah, don't like to share. You see, actually, this world belongs to everyone, including the animals. That's why we follow the vegetarian policy. Because this world has come into existence due to the force of thinking power of all the beings of this planet.That exists. We want this space, so it exists, including the animal, right? But when we come into this world, we thought it belonged to us. Everyone thought it belonged to themselves. Therefore, we start to get rid of the other aliens, you know.
The red, the black, the yellow, or whatever, you know, and the red, we will get rid of the white, and the white get rid of the black, and etc. And then,the black and the white and the yellow get rid of the animal, etc. And we have forgotten that we are the co-owners, not the sole owners of this world. That is why we should not kill animals, should not eat them, and of course especially should not kill any other being. But in the name of sometimes politics,national love or religion sometimes we kill, yeah, and we justified our killing
with many glorious excuses. Actually this is not the right thing, because we kill today and next life we'll be killed, therefore the war always continues in our world and we always wonder why. There's nothing to wonder. When we sow something, we reap the fruit thereof, right? Even the Bible says so, as you sow, so shall you reap. And for us, for those of us who have no suffering effect under the war or any other conflicts, that means we have not sown the seed of violence. So if we continue to keep it that way, even if we do not practice,any meditation, even if we do not worship God, officially, registered-wise, then we will be born again as a safe, secure, healthy human being. Because we do not have the seed of damage, yeah, of war, of violence.
Vegetarianism in religion.
The Baha'i Faith. Regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom, know thou of a certainty that, in the beginning of creation, God determined the food of every living being, and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved. Selections from the Baha'i Writings of Some Aspects of Health and Healing.
Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavatara Sutra. Also, after the birth of the baby, care must be exercised not to kill any animal in order to feed the mother with meaty delicacies, and not to assemble many relatives to drink liquor or to eat meat, because at the difficult time of birth, there are innumerable evil demons, monsters, and goblins who want to consume the smelly blood. By ignorantly and adversely resorting to the killing of animals for consumption, they bring down curses upon themselves, which are detrimental to both the mother and the baby. Kasithigarbha Sutra. Be careful during the days immediately after someone's death, not killing or destroying, or creating evil karma by worshipping or offering sacrifice to demons and deities, because such killing and slaughtering committed, or such worship performed, or such sacrifice offered, would not have even an iota of force to benefit the dead, but would entwine even more sinful karma into previous karma, making it even deeper and more serious. Thus, delay his rebirth to a good state. Karma means retribution. Kasithigarbha Sutra.
Gaudai. The most important thing is to stop killing, because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. Teachings of the Saints.
Christianity. Meats for the belly, and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind which cannot bear to see the sufferings of others. The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die. Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius. Essenes.
I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood, and if ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism. Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore, you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adilila.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata anew.
Islam. Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith.
Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Jainism. A true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been specially prepared for him involving the slaughter of living beings. Sutra Katanga.
Judaism. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible. Blood meaning flesh.
Sikhism. Those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh, and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts, and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism. Do not go into the mountain to catch birds and nets, nor to the water to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that plows your field. Tract of the Quiet Way.
Tibetan Buddhism. The offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure, the supreme path of discipleship.
Zoroastrianism. Those plants, I, Ahura Mazda, or God, rain down upon the earth to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow. Avesta.
because I feel everyone has their wisdom, you know, inside already. Maybe we remind each other, but there's no need to teach or talk too much. Since we are next to the vegetarian house, we would also remember the vegetarian policy. Why is it the best policy? Because if we can remind each other not to kill animals, then of course we know how would we kill human beings. War would eliminate itself from the root, you know, actually. It is the principle like that. And I think we have hope, huh? Because lately, even in America, is a fashion to eat vegetarian or not? Yeah. Oh, am I dreaming? No, it's true, huh? Even for health reason, right? Yeah, so the other day, somebody was driving a car for me, and I said, well, now we can find a lot of vegetarian food anywhere. It's so easy, you know, easier than, well, maybe 20, 30 years ago, huh? Even 10 years ago, right? So I said, wow, this is very good. I think because I was driving along the highway and all these magnificent bridges, you know, from San Francisco. Yeah, and I arrived in San Francisco before I came here. And I thought, wow, I really respect Americans, you know, for their force, for their determination, and their hard work spirit. Within 200 years, they built a whole nation, and so big, so big, so vast a nation, and so little people compared to other nations, which is small and heavily populated. So I was very touched, you know. I was always touched when I arrived in America, but this time because I arrived in San Francisco, the city was very cozy, you know, French-like, yeah? And the bridge and the road are also very large and very well groomed and taken care of. And I was very touched. I thought, wow, my God, the Americans. No wonder they are the leading nation of the world, because they work so hard. Only 200 years, then they make history. And many countries, 2,000 years, 5,000 years, make no progress. And I was thinking, and I said, the Americans were also refugees. It's not what you were, it's what you are. It makes the difference and what you will be, right? Because the Americans were originally from Europe, and they were driven by violence, yeah? By religious war and conflicts at that time. They wanted to protect their belief. That is very noble, really. The Americans were also refugees. And look at how they build up history. 200 years only, very young. And they came with nothing. You know, only the brain, only the spirit, only their faithful belief in God. And look at what they have made out of this nation, out of the wildness, of the big wasteland. And I was really very touched, you know, I'm very respectful, stepping on the land of America. I wasn't so sentimental before when I came to America, but just this time, a little bit special. And they were saying that, wow, well, the Americans are a little bit, something like materialistic. I said, no, they have to be. Just 200 years, they have to be. They have to put all their heart and mind to build their country. Yes. But now they begin to relax, yeah? They have everything. Yes, they have built everything. And they are safe and sound. Of course, they have to build a house for themselves and for their later generation, for their children. Look at the road. You can just look at, you know, 1,000 miles long road. Cross deserts and cross the sea, you would feel, you know, respect. You would really feel that they really work hard. I say that they have to be. It's not materialism, it's just they have to work hard, yeah? To be realistic in a strange and hostile land at that time. And maybe become such a friendly and prosperous paradise and that many nations, the whole world envies. The whole world came to America. Because they also feel the wonder of the pioneers when they first came to this land. And they have built from nothing to make it become one of the most powerful countries on earth. So I said they had to be that way. You know, it's not materialism, but they had to do it. First you come somewhere, you have to build your house and make electric water to be safe, and then you can talk about spiritual. Or even vegetarianism. At the time you come here, you don't have tofu. How can you talk about anything else, you know? So I thought, now the American people have everything they need. And now because their seed is spiritual. Therefore, they always will turn to spiritual. So look at how many people turn to meditation. I don't mean the Guan Yin method, but they just grasp anything at their hand because they're thirsty for it. Yeah? So they practice anything. And the American people have a problem with it. Whatever they do, they do it. They do it until they can do no more. They give everything a chance and take a long time. You know, that's very, very fair. That just proves that the American people are very spiritual from the beginning, you know, because their seed is spiritual. They came here because of spiritual. The first reason, motive for them to settle in this land is spiritual reason. Therefore, that seed never died. Yes. And because they are spiritual, therefore they can build their land so strong. Only spiritual people can be strong and intelligent, really. So we don't look at it that way. We think the American people are not practicing materialism. It's not true. Spiritual people are also materialistic. It's not materialistic, it is practical. Why should we be one-sided in everything, right? One-sided is never good, it's fanaticism, right? And I say, well, now they turn around now, but now they're ready because they have built everything that they need to have a comfortable earthly assistance. Now they're very much for spiritual. That's why a lot of vegetarian houses in America now, many people vegetarian, millions of people, the drive-in partner, they say, oh, they eat it only for health's sake. I say, it's not true. It's not true. Many people know that, for example, smoking is no good for your health. Every packet of cigarettes is written that smoking is no good for your health, dangerous for your health, hazardous for your health. Every packet written like that. But people still smoke every day, 2-3 packets. So you cannot say the American people eat vegetarian just for health reason. Anyhow, so sometimes we have to look deep into the, you know, the background of the thinking mind of any person, right? And because the surface is not always the true answer to the problem or to the question.
Be constructive, not always criticizing. Any government, we have to work fully with it. Remember, American last time, the voting season, you know, between now President Obama and Senator Clinton?
Yes.
Hillary Clinton? Yes.
Yes.
They are both almost, you know, like neck to neck in popularity. But at the end, only one of them should be running. Otherwise, the Democrat voting will be too divided. And then they might lose it to the other candidate of the other party. Do you remember?
Yes, Master.
So they sit together, talk together, and Hillary Clinton got out. And not only she got out, she went all out of herself to support President Obama. Yes?
Mm-hmm.
And yes, we can, she said.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, at that time, not many of her followers really wanted this situation, because it looked like she could be also winning. But you see what I mean? They put the interests of the nation first. Yes?
Yes.
They united together to show the world that we are grown up.
Yes,
Master. That we are Americans. That we work for America. We don't work for personal glory, gain, or lose. Do you understand?
Yes, Master.
That is what I call great statesman or woman. Otherwise, we get nowhere, okay?
Yes, Master.
I'm very honored to be once again in the company of the great, good-hearted, intelligent people of America, including the distinguished guests, dignitaries, and illustrious speakers who are leaders in their fields of government, science, environment, and health. Well, I have been in your country, the United States, many times, including the magnificent nation's capital, Washington, D.C. And I have always been welcomed so much, no matter where I go. For this, I am always grateful. And I have a special place in my heart for the United States of America and her citizens as shining examples of the democratic spirit. I am always impressed by this young, self-made nation that has excelled in strength and leadership through her people's sheer determination, sincerity, and faith. And I believe that the courageous actions needed at this urgent time would be led by Americans. Your high standards of integrity and deep love for your families and country will bring about the crucial steps needed to save our precious planet, our home, and the one we want for our children and grandchildren. God loves us all. God bless you all. God bless America. Only in America we have the government that is very respectful of anyone who is, you can say, worth his salt, or who is good and who is not bad for the society, at least. Only in America that the governmental body, the important personage of the government, and not just this honorable mayor, but I mean in the past as well, how many mayors, how many governors have honored me with so much prestige that I have not even expected to have. So only in America, people will honor each other this way. I have to say I have been in many countries. Only in America that I have been honored so much. I am so grateful and I'm very, very touched. Truly, God bless America. May God bless America. Thank you, America. I'm not touched and grateful because they honor me, but because such a good government. Of course, governments, they do make mistakes here and there. Maybe situation forced them into doing something that they don't want to do, perhaps. But overall, you know, if given a proper situation, the Americans, they are so genuine and they're just so welcoming. You know, I saw a hospital, not talking, huh? They do it by action. And Americans, according to our research, also the most compassionate citizens in the world by donating a lot to other countries and everything they do. Thank you so much again. Such a good government I like to have everywhere. I can speak forever about how I'm grateful to you, especially to the Americans, to the officials of the American government. I haven't seen any government like this in the world, that I have traveled everywhere. I am amazed as well as honored as well as happy. I'm happy for you, the American people, who, after all, despite anything else, having such a merit, having such a blessing to have such a democratic government. I congratulate you, the Americans. The true freedom of spirit has spoken loudly in your country more loudly than anywhere else I can think of. I congratulate you all, and I thank heaven for such a country, for such a government, and for such a democracy, for all the beauty, the hospitality, the love, the humility of your people. I thank you so much. A government has to be so humble, has to have so much humility, have to have so little ego in order to welcome anyone like this, anyone you don't even know, as long as you believe she or he is worth your affection. You just express it in any way possible. No wonder America is the model of democracy. I thank you so much, not just as an artist, but for all the artists also that have been blossoming in your country due to this kind of hospital, fertilized land of love. I haven't prepared this speech. It is what I felt in my heart after all these years and after being reminded by the presence of your distinguished mayors and officials of your community. Despite anything else in the world, I still feel America is the land of opportunity for everybody. It's the land of liberty, truly. It's the land of respect and honor, all that is due for honor and respect. I have no more words to praise your country. I really love America. I really do. I love your people. I love your country. I love the democratic policy. And God bless you all. God bless you. God bless your country.
这个时代还是有很多人跟释迦牟尼佛在世的时候一样，也是回环游宇宙的，不是环游世界而已。以前我们不能环游世界，我们还不知道有美国美洲存在，后来几百年，刚刚几百年而已，我们才知道有美洲存在。几百年以前而已，你们能不能想象？ 两三百年以前而已，我们根本不知道有美洲，不知道美国存在呢。现在美国是集中一个世界的那个很强的国家，影响整个地球。几百年以前，它根本不存在。几百年以前呢，我们 又没有那么多像现在一样，那个舒服的器具啊，像飞机啊，或是什么传真器啊、电话那些我们都没有，录音机啊、照相机什么都没有。美国现在集中一个强国，以前我们也不知道，几百年而已。美国自己立国，自己整理自己的国家，自己教育自己的人民。 然后自己变成世界第一、第二的强国，你们能不能想象？几百年而言，听起来很短的时间，不过美国人能够成就那么多，那我们可以想象，几十年以后、几百年以后，我们的地球还会发生什么事情吗？所以梦并非是一个梦而已。 Columbus 是那个找到美国那位英雄哈，他不是做梦的， 他本来在里面呢，有看到那个美国了，美洲了，他自己有 vision， 有 vision， 已经有知道，不过他不能跟谁讲的，他已经看到他要去的地方，他要找到的地方。那当然我们也认为他是比较发疯了一点，那个小小的船啊，不够食粮啊，然后就这样子一次跑海，一次跑海，根本好像没有那种方向。事实上他已经在梦里面有看到了，不过那个时候如果他跟谁说他做梦看到，他知道一定会找到，很多人不相信。事实上那个时候也很多人不相信他。他快找到美国的时候，食粮根本快没有了，把那种鞋子啊，那鞋子下面鞋底了，因为那个时候鞋底是用皮弄的嘛，所以他们没有东西吃啊，连那个皮也拿出来吃的。那个时候他们的那个跑海跟他跑海的人员呢，差一点把他杀死了，杀死了，因为生气他，怪他带他们到食路的地方，他们不相信有美洲存在这样子。那个时候哥伦布斯他忍耐这种情况，不过他自己还有自信呢，因为他那么有自信，因为他那么有忍耐的精神，我们今天才能够有一个很强烈的国家叫美国。
This world don't belong to us. It does, but you know, many people don't share. Yeah, don't like to share. You see, actually, this world belongs to everyone, including the animals.That's why we follow the vegetarian policy, because this world has come into existence due to the force of thinking power of all the beings of this planet that exist. We want this place, so it exists, including the animal, right? But when we come into this world, we thought it belonged to us. Everyone thought it belonged to themselves. Therefore, we start to get rid of the other aliens, you know.
The red, the black, the yellow, or whatever, you know, and the red, we will get rid of the white, and the white get rid of the black, and et cetera, et cetera. And then the black and the white and the yellow get rid of the animal, et cetera, et cetera. And we have forgotten that we are the co-owners, not the sole owners of this world. That is why we should not kill animals, should not eat them,And, of course, especially, should not kill any other being. But in the name of sometimes politics, national love, or religion sometimes, we kill, yeah? And we justified our killing.
With many glorious excuses. Actually, this is not the right thing.Because we kill today, and next life we're being killed. Therefore the war always continues in our world, and we always wonder why. There's nothing to wonder. There's nothing to wonder. When we sow something, we reap the fruit thereof, right? Even the Bible says so, as you sow, so shall you reap. And for us, for those of us who has no suffering effect,under the war or any other conflicts, that means we have not sown the seed of violence. So if we continue to keep it that way, even if we do not practice any meditation, even if we do not worship God officially, register-wise, then we will be born again as a safe, secure, healthy human being, because we do not have the seedOf damage, yeah, of war, of violence.
Vegetarianism in Religion.
The Baha'i Faith. Regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom, know thou of a certainty that, in the beginning of creation, God determined the food of every living being and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved. Selections from the Baha'i Writings of Some Aspects of Health and Healing.
Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavatara Sutra. Also, after the birth of the baby, care must be exercised not to kill any animal in order to feed the mother with meaty delicacies, and not to assemble many relatives to drink liquor or to eat meat, because, at the difficult time of birth, there are innumerable evil demons, monsters, and goblins who want to consume the smelly blood. By ignorantly and adversely resorting to the killing of animals for consumption, they bring down curses upon themselves, which are detrimental to both the mother and the baby. Kasitigarbha Sutra. Be careful during the days immediately after someone's death, not killing or destroying, or creating evil karma by worshipping or offering sacrifice to demons and deities, because such killing and slaughtering committed, or such worship performed, or such sacrifice offered, would not have even an iota of force to benefit the dead, but would entwine even more sinful karma into previous karma, making it even deeper and more serious. Thus, delay his rebirth to a good state. Karma means retribution. Kasitigarbha Sutra.
Gaudai. The most important thing is to stop killing, because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. Teachings of the Saints.
Christianity. Meats for the belly, and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind which cannot bear to see the sufferings of others. The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die. Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius. Essenes.
I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood, and if ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism. Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore, you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adalila.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata Anu.
Islam. Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith.
Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Jainism. A true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been specially prepared for him involving the slaughter of living beings. Sutrakatanga.
Judaism. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible. Blood meaning flesh.
Sikhism. Those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh, and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts, and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism. Do not go into the mountain to catch birds and nets, nor to the water to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that plows your field. Tract of the Quiet Way.
Tibetan Buddhism. The offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure, the supreme path of discipleship.
Zoroastrianism. Those plants I, Ahura Mazda, or God, rain down upon the earth to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow. Avesta.
Wisdom, you know, inside already. Maybe we remind each other, but there's no need to teach or talk too much. Since we are next to the vegetarian house, we would also remember the vegetarian policy. Why is it the best policy? Because if we can remind each other not to kill animals, then of course we know how would we kill human beings. What would eliminate itself from the root, you know, actually. It is a principle like that. And I think we have hope, huh? Because lately, even in America, huh, is a fashion to eat vegetarian or not? Oh, am I dreaming? No, it's true, huh? Even for health reason, right? Yeah, so the other day, somebody was driving a car for me, and I said, well, now we can find a lot of vegetarian food anywhere. It's so easy, you know, easier than, maybe 20, 30 years ago, huh? Even 10 years ago, right? So I said, wow, this is very good. I think because I was driving along the highway and all these magnificent bridges, you know, from San Francisco, yeah. And I arrived in San Francisco before I came here. And I thought, wow, I really respect Americans, you know, for their force, for their determination, and their hard work spirit. Within 200 years, they built a whole nation, and so big, so vast a nation, and so little people compared to other nations, which is small and heavily populated. So I was very touched, you know. I was always touched when I arrived in America, but this time because I arrived in San Francisco, the city was very cozy, you know, a French life, yeah? And the bridge and the road are also very large and very well groomed and taken care of. And I was very touched. I thought, wow, my God, the Americans. No wonder they are the leading nation of the world, because they work so hard. Only 200 years, then they make history. And many countries, 2,000 years, 5,000 years, make no progress. And I was thinking, and I said, the Americans were also refugees. It's not what you were, it's what you are. It makes the difference and what you will be, right? Because the Americans were originally from Europe, and they were driven by violence, yeah? By religious war and conflict at that time. They wanted to protect their belief. That is very noble, really. The Americans were also refugees. And look at how they build up history. 200 years only, very young. And they came with nothing. You know, only the brain, only the spirit, only their faithful belief in God. And look at what they have made out of this nation, out of the wildness, of the big wasteland. And I was really very touched, you know, I'm very respectful, stepping on the land of America. I wasn't so sentimental before when I came to America, but just this time, a little bit special. And they were saying that, well, the Americans are a little bit, something like materialistic. I said, no, they have to be. Just 200 years, they have to be. They have to put all their heart and mind to build their country. Yes. But now they begin to relax, yeah? They have everything. Yes, they have built everything. And they are safe and sound. Of course, they have to build their house for themselves and for their later generation, for their children. Look at the road. Even just look at, you know, 1,000 miles long road. Cross deserts and cross the sea, you would feel, you know, respect. You would really feel that they really work hard. I say that they have to be. It's not materialism, it's just they have to work hard, yeah? To be realistic in a strange and hostile land at that time. And maybe become such a friendly and prosperous paradise, and that many nations, the whole world envies. The whole world came to America. Because they also feel the wonder of the pioneers when they first came to this land, and they have built from nothing to make it become one of the most powerful countries on earth. So I say they had to be that way. You know, it's not materialism, but they had to do it. First you come somewhere, you have to build your house and make electric water to be safe, and then you can talk about spiritual. Or even vegetarianism. At the time you come here, you don't have tofu. How can you talk about anything else? You know, so I thought, now the American people have everything they need. And now, because their seed is spiritual, therefore they always return to spiritual. So look at how many people turn to meditation. I don't mean the quantum matter, but they just grasp anything at their hand because they're thirsty for it. Yeah? So they practice anything. And the American people have a problem, is that whatever they do, they do it.
they do it until they can do no more. They give everything a chance and take a long time. You know, they're very, very fair. That just proved that the American people are very spiritual from the beginning, you know, because their seeds is spiritual. They came here because of spiritual. The first reason, motive for them to settle in this land is spiritual reason. Therefore, that seed never died. Yes. And because they are spiritual, therefore they can build their land so strong. Only spiritual people can be strong and intelligent, really. So we don't look at it that way. We think the American people are not practicing materialism. It's not true. Spiritual people are also materialistic. It's not materialistic, it is practical. Why should we be one-sided in everything, right? One-sided is never good, it's fanaticism, right? And I say, well, now they turn around now, but now they're ready because they have built everything that they need to have a comfortable earthly existence. Now they're very much for spiritual. That's why a lot of vegetarian houses in America now, many people vegetarian, millions of people, they're driving harder. He said, oh, they eat it only for health's sake. I say, it's not true. It's not true. Many people know that, for example, smoking is no good for your health. Every packet of cigarettes is written that smoking is no good for your health, dangerous for your health, hazardous for your health. Every packet written like that. But people still smoke every day, 2-3 packets. So you cannot say the American people eat vegetarian just for health reasons. Anyhow, so sometimes we have to look deep into the, you know, the background of the thinking mind of any person, right? Because the surface is not always the true answer to the problem or to the question.
Be constructive, not always criticizing. Any government, we have to work fully with it. Remember, Americans, last time the voting season, you know, between now President Obama and Senator Clinton?
Yes.
Hillary Clinton? Yes.
Yes.
They are both almost, you know, like neck to neck in popularity. But at the end, only one of them should be running, otherwise the Democrat voting will be too divided, and then they might lose it to the other candidate of the other party. Do you remember?
Yes, Master.
Ah, so they sit together, talk together, and Hillary Clinton got out. And not only she got out, she went all out of herself to support President Obama. Yes?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
and Master. Yes, we can, she said.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, at that time, not many of her followers really wanted this situation because it looked like she could be also winning. But you see what I mean? They put the interests of the nation first. Yes?
Yes.
They united together to show the world that we are grown up.
Yes,
that we are Americans, that we work for America. We don't work for personal glory, gain, or lose. Do you understand?
Yes, Master.
That is what I call great statesman or woman. Otherwise, we get nowhere, okay?
Yes, Master.
I'm very honored to be once again in the company of the great, good-hearted, intelligent people of America, including the distinguished guests, dignitaries and illustrious speakers who are leaders in their fields of government, science, environment and health. Well, I have been in your country, the United States, many times, including the magnificent nation's capital, Washington, D.C. And I have always been welcomed so much, no matter where I go. For this, I'm always grateful. And I have a special place in my heart for the United States of America and her citizens as shining examples of the democratic spirit. I'm always impressed by this young, self-made nation that has excelled in strength and leadership through her people's sheer determination, sincerity, and faith. And I believe that the courageous actions needed at this urgent time would be led by Americans. Your high standards of integrity and deep love for your families and country will bring about the crucial steps needed to save our precious planet, our home, and the one we want for our children and grandchildren. God loves us all. God bless you all. God bless America. Only in America we have the government that is very respectful of anyone who is, you can say, worth his salt, or who is good and who is not bad for the society, at least. Only in America that the governmental body, the important personage of the government, and not just this honorable mayor, but I mean in the past as well, how many mayors, how many governors have honored me with so much prestige that I have not even expected to have. So only in America people will honor each other this way. I have to say I have been in many countries. Only in America that I have been honored so much, so much, so much. I am so grateful and I'm very, very touched. Truly, God bless America. May God bless America. Thank you, America. I'm not touched and grateful because they honor me, but because such a good government. Of course, governments, they do make mistakes here and there. Maybe situation forced them into doing something that they don't want to do, perhaps. But overall, you know, if given a proper situation, the Americans, they are so genuine and they're just so welcoming. You know, I saw a hospital, not talking, huh? They do it by action. And Americans, according to our research, also the most compassionate citizens in the world by donating a lot to other countries and everything they do. Thank you so much again. Such a good government I like to have everywhere. I can speak forever about how I'm grateful to you, especially to the Americans, to the officials of the American government. I haven't seen any government like this in the world, that I have traveled everywhere. I am amazed as well as honored as well as happy. I'm happy for you, the American people, who, after all, despite anything else, having such a merit, having such a blessing to have such a democratic government. I congratulate you, the Americans. The true freedom of spirit has spoken loudly in your country, more loudly than anywhere else I can think of. I congratulate you all, and I thank heaven for such a country, for such a government, and for such a democracy, for all the beauty, the hospitality, the love, the humility of your people. I thank you so much. a government has to be so humble, has to have so much humility, have to have so little ego in order to welcome anyone like this, anyone you don't even know, as long as you believe she or he is worth your affection. You just express it in any way possible. No wonder America is the model of democracy. I thank you so much, not just as an artist, but for all the artists also that have been blossoming in your country due to this kind of hospital, fertilized land of love. I haven't prepared this speech. It is what I felt in my heart after all these years and after being reminded by the presence of your distinguished mayors and officials of your community. Despite anything else in the world, I still feel America is the land of opportunity for everybody. It's the land of liberty, truly. It's the land of respect and honor, all that is due for honor and respect. I have no more words to praise your country. I really love America. I really do. I love your people. I love your country. I love the democratic policy. And God bless you all. God bless you. God bless your country.